It does taste good, huh?
Great mocha.
Mocha. So Taoism is more into our life. For example, I make this tea. That's Taoism influence. Because I learned from the Chinese medicine. I practice Chinese medicine myself. Not anybody else, just myself. So this tea is made of different fruits.
Yes.
Like 3-4 types of fruits.
Yes.
And different season, we match different fruits. I also add black bean.
Black bean?
Yes. Black bean is very good for energy, for especially for the energy of a kidney.
Wow.
And also add the dragon eye.
Yes.
Dragon eye is very good energy for soothing.
Really?
Yeah, if you just eat dragon eye,
yeah,
it's supposed to give you energy.
On its own?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes when people eat too much of the fruit, they even have a nosebleed.
Really?
Yes.
Because it activates so much.
So much.
Okay.
But if you boil it with other things,
yes,
you know, all the what's going on in the pot, but then this, they cover like this type of fruit, dragon oil, is a very hot nature. After all this process in the pot, now it has a soothing energy. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So sometimes I drink before I go to bed.
Yes, of course, of course.
It has a very soothing energy. So the nature of the fruits can change. The nature of the food can change. So it's like a Taoism.
There's an interesting way in the example you gave of how the practice that you embody, it's a mode of living, it's a mode of being, it's a mode of
That's
becoming.
Right. Yes.
Right? And the Taoism that is the influence in just making a cup of tea,
yeah,
not just itself,
yes,
is that you take things that too much of it,
yeah,
can give nosebleed. Too
exactly.
little is no benefit.
Yeah.
And you are sort of able to find the right quality and balance. You're able to redirect things and repurpose them.
Right.
It's a very different thing from perhaps Western ideas of here's a supplement, but
right,
at the cost of supplement, it's extractive.
Right.
Or it strips away all of the natural sources and it puts you into a pill, a capsule.
Right.
Here you can still taste, imagine. I can even feel the tree with the dates, right? But it's an interesting viewpoint of how making tea perhaps also resembles to how we do research. Because
exactly.
research, a lot of things, is very much extractive. You know, you meet somebody, you ask for their survey, then you leave.
Yes.
But here, the way you're doing it, especially because you're doing it on the indigenous village where you come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always with you.
That's People
right.
ask me, where do you do Taoism? Where do you practice Taoism?
Mm.
I don't go anywhere to do Taoism.
Mm-mm.
It's embodied in me, in my lifestyle, in my routine.
Yes.
So for example, I make this tea.
Yeah.
That's practicing Taoism. I have to learn which fruits, which flowers,
yes,
what plants can go together for certain function.
Yes.
When I do that for, you know, different season, different weather, and I do certain different things. I match the fruits, match the flowers to make tea. And I feel that gave me, like, really nurtured me.
Yes.
And gave me some medical benefits too, you know, from the natural therapy.
Yes,
they do a lot of this. I don't take much pharmaceutical medicine,
yes,
except antibiotic.
Yes,
if I really need something, you know, I need antibiotic.
Yes,
to just buy myself some time and let my body, you know, be able to fight against the things.
Yes,
but I use a lot of natural therapy for myself.
Yes, herbs, sort of the fruits.
Herbs, fruits,
and there's a reason why these recipes are still here.
Exactly.
Right, stand the test of time because they work.
That's true.
They do work.
They do work.
The Thai Chinese background that I grew up in, there's like the Chinese doctors, we call them Xinse.
Oh.
You know, because I come from a Dachu background.
Okay.
And these folks who were also my like great grandmother and great grandfather, they were all of these like Chinese traditional doctors.
Okay.
And they were well respected within the neighborhood,
yeah,
right? Because
right.
they have the wisdom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm very proud to know that of my history.
Oh, that's
yeah,
that's
it's,
wonderful.
It's an important thing to be somebody who is able to be precise and intentional in their harmony.
Right.
Right? Like the way you mix this tea, you learn. There's a precision.
Right.
There's a science, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a deep care. There's an intention
right.
to create this harmony. And I say harmony is a balance. Because balance is just to equate things together.
Mm-hmm.
Harmony is something that grows out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an aura. You can feel the warmth, temperature.
Yes.
This gives
exactly.
me that temperature.
Oh.
If it was just balance, you'd just be pouring milk and coffee.
Right.
And it's nice, but
it's different.
It is different.
It's a very different.
It's the precise and intentional harmony.
Exactly.
And that's the Taoism that I feel.
Precise harmony. I like that expression.
Oh,
you say you already got it.
Copy right there.
copyright.
Copyright. Because the listeners is bleeding right now. Copyright, copyright.
Copyright. I'm going to apply for copyright for this tea recipe.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
sacred.
Fun. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's how I practice Taoism.
That's
in my life.
Yeah.
My life, like how to deal with the world, how to deal with people,
yes.
How to deal with things. He say, Tao, give birth to people, nurture people. But at the same time, Tao also kills people. Sounds like very harsh,
mm-hmm.
But just imagine the cosmos, you know, the natural, the nature.
Yeah.
Nature does the same thing.
Yes.
Nurture people, give birth to people. But if we don't follow the rules of nature, they can kill us too. Earthquake, climate, pollution, it's the same.
Yes.
So I consider Taoism the cosmos, you know, the cosmos flow and force, they act the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The way I understand Taoism is that, for example, I'm just like embody myself, I'm Taoism, for
yes.
example.
Yes.
I'm here, you like me or not, you acknowledge me or not, it doesn't matter. I'm here. That's a fact, that's reality.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know, but if you want to approach to me, mm-hmm. you want to learn how to make this tea, I will show you.
Mm.
And you will get benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want to know me, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You stay there, I stay there.
Yes.
You may miss out a lot.
Yes.
And if you go against the nature, eventually you may be damaged
mm-hmm.
in many different ways, physically, emotionally, socially, culturally. So the Tao, the way is like the nature, the cosmos flow of the nature. So that's the way I understand Taoism. It just, this is what is. And I even found Taoism has a certain type of arrogance.
Really?
Yes. Sometimes, like especially in the old time.
Yeah.
If you want to learn Taoism, the master will have a certain attitude.
Mm. Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Why should I teach you?
Yeah.
Are you worth it? Knowing it. I mean, it's like a,
yes.
that type of, in a way, there's no self-promotion.
Yeah.
But if you want to learn, you will get benefit
yes.
from that. It's a philosophy. It's also religion.
Mm.
So it's a... It's, you know, big, it's a big school. It's almost like a universe. There's so much to learn. When people talk about Taoism, they just think about the Laozi,
yeah.
Zhuangzi,
yeah.
the Yin Yang, the Book of Changes,
mm-hmm.
and the Tao Te Ching.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a very small part of it. The theory, like basic, very basic elements
mm-hmm.
in the theory. But Taoism has a huge sections.
Yes.
And different schools about that.
There's a universe.
Yeah, it has a theory. It has a meditation.
Mm.
It has medicine.
Yes.
It has rituals. It has mystical practices. So there's and every school has their own lineage.
Mm.
Different schools, different practice. So even for me, I feel it's impossible for me to know everything about Taoism. It's just impossible.
Yes.
But especially the more I read, the more I know how little I know.
Yes.
But I would just focus in the things, you know, I most feel, I most related to.
But you're knowing you're in the right place.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. if you feel like you know enough Taoism, you
mm-hmm.
don't know Taoism yet.
Exactly.
Because you've only read those primers.
Yes.
If you know there's so much more you don't know,
mm-hmm.
hello, you're in the right universe.
Thanks.
But I think what you offer,
I like that.
What you offer for viewers is very important in
mm-hmm.
the sense that you embodying Taoism, you're there,
mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
The path, the
right.
way
the
is
way.
There,
exactly.
but the way cannot walk you. You have to walk it.
Yes.
I have to take that
right.
step.
You have to take that journey.
Yes.
You have to take that step yourself. Try your efforts.
But it's there if and when you need.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
the further you are,
right.
the less likely you'll be able to make the same progress when you need
right.
it years later.
Exactly.
It's already there. I like that you
right.
sort of frame it as a way that it exists already,
mm-hmm.
like just all paths and religions and thoughts,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just whether or not the person, the individual,
mm-hmm.
takes that.
Yeah.
There's no overnight quick success.
No.
That once
mm-hmm.
you do this or you do this retreat for a week, you become a Taoist expert.
No.
Or you become an enlightened Buddhist. Or you become an Christian's Christian, right? There's no shape or form
right.
in what where we're at,
yeah,
where there's the final product. There isn't.
No, there's no shortcut. There's no problem. like final product. It's like, it's not like you say a prayer, you get forgiven everything. You make an oath, you know, you get saved. So it's a life journey, you know, you have to approach. Many religions, they push to you, the God push to you. But in Taoism, you really have the approach to it. But it's there, it exists everywhere. But if you want to approach to it, you want to know the way, the channel, the knowledge, it will benefit you more. So that's the way, you know, I look at Taoism. Just like so fluid, you know, flowing and smooth. If there's no one moment, you know, oh, I know Taoism now. No, we're in Taoism. We're in it. We're flowing.
It's everywhere around
it's
you.
It's everywhere. You know it or not, you recognize or not, you like or not, it doesn't matter.
It's there.
It's there. It's here. That is Taoism.
Well, that's great. Thank you for sort of elaborating on that.
Oh, thank you for your input.
Because the misconceptions, right? Misconceptions can make it sort of tricky, but also wrong for a person who truly wants to learn, but takes the other path or reads just those books alone. It's a huge humbleness. The moment you think you know enough, it means you're not, you don't, you're not there yet. And then when you know there's so much more you don't know, you're finally walking the path.
If you can explain the way so clearly, so easily, then that's not a true way. That's not the real way. Dao ke dao, fei chang dao. The real way, the real path, you can't explain just by one sentence so easily, so straightforward. Anything you can, anything you can get so easily, it's not the real way. That's the opening sentence of Tao Te Ching.
Oh, that's, that will leave people thinking. And doing. And knowing what they think and do is this. If they choose to call it that and pursue the path.
That's right. It's continuous. It's going on, it's like always there, always flowing, endless exploring, adventure. Well, that is so that's what I'm aiming.
And we'll be there. We're all on the path, whether we know it or not.
I
thank you so much for this chance to learn from you, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you so much for your input, your insights. Very profound. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for today.
Of course, likewise.
I'll see you next time.
See you next time.